Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on GoToDobbs.com today.
It's time for the Rutherford Report on 101 ESPN.
Anything you folks want to know about the fascinating world of pro hockey, here we go.
That's Alex Ferrario. He's Tanner Hendrickson, and I'm Brandon Kiley. It is BK and Ferrario on 101 ESPN. We're always happy to go out to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line to be joined by our friend Jeremy Rutherford, Blues insider for 101 ESPN and The Athletic. JR, how you doing, man?
We're good, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. So I understand for The Athletic, people should subscribe over there. You're always putting together excellent work. And right now, as we're just right around the corner from the Blue season opening up, you're going to have a big piece tomorrow talking to a couple of former Blues, from what I understand, about the Vladimir Tarasenko situation. We'll get more into that Vladdy situation here in just a second. But for the audience, what are you going to have over on The Athletic tomorrow, JR?
Yeah, some thoughts from the Blues Hall of Famers, Brett Hull and Chris Pronger, on the Vladimir Tarasenko situation. And hey, just taking you behind the scenes, I reached out to Brett. You guys will get a kick out of this. Last Friday. Hey, Brett, you know, can I talk to you about the Tarasenko situation? Jeremy, it's Labor Day weekend. weren't able to check in with Brett until today, until after the Labor Day weekend. But I just hung out with him a little bit ago. And, you know, Brett, I don't want to say outspoken. Maybe that sets the bar way too high because we know how outspoken he can be. But I felt like he was pretty diplomatic on the whole situation. And just to give you a tease here, you know, he feels like, hey, if you're Vladimir Tarasenko and you don't feel like this is home anymore, then by every right, you have an opportunity to request a trade. But he sees it from the team's perspective, too, that you need to play better. And he thinks that Vladimir Tarasenko can be a 50 or 60 goal scorer, and he'll explain why he thinks he hasn't become that player in the story that I'll have up tomorrow.
So, JR, speaking of Tarasenko, BK had an interesting question last hour talking about the trade partners, and we've talked about all of those team names. Do you scratch Carolina's name off of that list now that they have signed the player, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, from Montreal for
the
that
forward?
I knew BK wasn't going to try it.
The forward that they signed for $6 million.
I actually should have seen if BK was going to attempt it, but $6.1 million, it seems pretty likely you can cross Carolina off.
Yeah, I always tell Chris Kerber and John Kelly they got a much harder job than I do. You guys, too, as broadcasters, because all I have to do is type it into the blinking cursor.
Sometimes that's a little more difficult, though, with autocorrect, JR.
And don't have to say it. But let me give it a say up. Jesperi Kotkaniemi, I believe.
There
is what
you go.
So I do think I'll never rule out teams because money can be moved around. Players can be traded. Packages can be dreamt up and so on and so forth. But, yes, you know, as of last week, I was hearing that Carolina was still a team that had some interest. Obviously, they came out of the blue with the offer sheet to Kotkaniemi. And so he goes to Carolina, $6.1 million. That's a big number. Takes away a ton of their cap space. And so it looks like they would no longer be that team that would have interest in Tarasenko.
I'm going to be wrong on this, aren't I, JR?
Yes.
Vladdy's going to be here when they open up camp, and he's probably going to be here when they start the season, isn't he?
Well, you know what? I think it's becoming easier to jump on that side of things and say that, okay, he's out practicing with the team now. Maybe, you know, some people have speculated he's repairing the relationship. Some people are thinking, hey, he'll be here for opening night. You know, I'm still not ready to believe that yet. I still think that Doug Armstrong sees this as a potential large distraction. I still think Tarasenko wants to leave. I don't see a relationship that's being repaired at all, even if he's out on the ice with the team skating. You know, he's got a family here. He's got kids in school. He's got a life to live, and this is what makes the most sense for him, is to be out there at Centene skating with these guys. So, you know, I could be wrong. We get to camp, he's still here. We get to opening night, and he's still with the St. Louis Blues. But at this point, I still believe there's a really good chance that he could be dealt by then.
I know it's kind of repetitive, JR, because you somewhat answered it right there. But this is the question that I have been asked so much over the last few months in this Tarasenko saga, is can this relationship be repaired? Because people want to know, can Vladdy continue with this team after everything that's taken place and finish his contract obligations with this Blues team?
I guess anything, you know, can happen, and I don't want to paint myself into a corner, because there have been things, not like this Tarasenko saga, but things over the years that, hey, there's no way that'll happen, and then it does. But from what I gather, from the people I talk to, the relationship was already damaged to the point that Tarasenko didn't want to come back. And I think we've said many times, you guys have probably touched on it too, is, you know, the Blues were ready to move on. They didn't feel like... for the price tag that they were getting the player who was out there giving it his all every night, and perhaps they were going to explore a trade, even if Tarasenko didn't request it at the start of the offseason. So to me, things haven't changed in my mind from 2 months ago when this came out, and I think that Vladimir Tarasenko still wants to move on, and I think the team wants to move him, and it continues to be just trying to find the right situation in terms of the package, salary retention, so on and so forth, and Doug Armstrong hasn't reached that point yet.
Kind of one more for me on the Tarasenko front, JR, and this is more housekeeping than anything, but we talked about this last week. Does he still keep the A this upcoming season if he starts the year with the Blues?
You know, this is just a speculation, but I've heard that he will if the season does start and he's still a member of the St. Louis Blues. I believe he will be wearing the A, which, you know, you could look at it two different ways. You know, if you're the team trying to move him, you don't want to give any other teams reason to believe that this is a guy that you don't trust, who can't go out there and lead your team. And if you're Vladimir Tarasenko, you want to go out and prove that you can perform for a team so that you can get moved and step in. So if that is the case, if he does wear the A at the start of the season, which I'm led to believe that he will, then I think it's just both sides trying to stay professional and keep this a situation where he can be moved.
I'm going to go ahead and be the voice of the fan here that's probably sitting in their car like, what? Why? why?
You know, I guess you could strip him of it, you know, but what are you going to do? Are you going to strip him of the letter? Are you going to put him on the third line? Are you going to let him sulk on the bench when the two power play units are out there and he's not getting any ice time? You know, I really think that...
I just feel like Perron at this point, sorry to cut you off there, JR. I feel like Perron at this point has earned it,
or
right?
Or Shen.
Well, you could make that case for sure, but, you know, we all probably made the case that Perron deserved it prior to, you know, it being given to Vladdy, or, you know, whenever you... kind of recalibrated your assistants, alternates the past couple of years, you know, give it to David Perron. But the situation's unfolded the way that it has now. And, you know, that's why even though Vladimir Tarasenko might not get traded before opening night, I still think that it will happen because, you know, what are you going to do in a number of these situations that you're talking about? Where in the A, ice time, you know, who are you going to play below Vladdy? You know, guys like Buchnevich, who's, you know, on the ice today first time. You know, there are a lot of situations that are going to come as a result of Tarasenko still being on the roster, that bridges that you're not going to want to cross, and you're going to have to cross him if he's still here, which leads me to think that, you know, the Blues are going to do everything they can to try to get that deal done ahead of time.
JR, one more that I wanted to ask you about it, and we haven't spoken to you since it was announced, Parayko's contract extension, and in your The Athletic article with Doug Armstrong, great piece, but man, did he put so many, like, I guess there were so many, like, gray areas of his comments talking about Colton Parayko in terms of his health coming into the season. You know, he made the comment of, you know, it's a risk we're willing to take, but talking about how he's also feeling 100%. Where are you at with his Parayko extension and what he's going to look like coming into this season?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of risk. And Doug Armstrong made the valid point that there's risk with every contract you sign. But I think when you're talking about a guy who had a back issue that kept him out extended period last year, and you're signing him to an 8-year extension, I think there's a lot of risk. But I think Doug Armstrong is obviously doing more homework and talking to the medical people than he's letting on in the article. They of course, had to get to the bottom of where the experts feel that he is. And obviously the reports came back that they felt that he'd be fine. Look, the contract structure isn't anything different than we've seen Doug Armstrong do with a lot of these players. They're all coming in, you know, long-term deals at about $6.5 million. You know, I've said this before. Once you start to make your bed with those types of players with those style of contracts, you got to go down that same path. And so if you want to let Colton Parayko play this season out, and let's just say moderately healthy, plays, 70, 75 games, he's going to be a guy who's, probably $8 million. Doug Armstrong, I feel, saw an opportunity to get this done, get it done at a price, and bank on what his medical experts are telling him.
JR, you're the absolute best. We always appreciate the time, man. Looking forward to that piece that people can find over at The Athletic tomorrow with you talking to Prongs and Hully. Always appreciate you hopping on with us, and we'll talk with you again soon, my man.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you more of what you love, like premium travel benefits and access to Taylor Swift tickets. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. Plus, get access to Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Maybe I'll see you there. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.